What did they do to gum up your guys' offense?
They played good structure. They didn't give us a ton off the rush. They were above us. Good gap. We just couldn't really get anything off the rush.
You haven't faced this kind of adversity, obviously, all year. How do you come out of this on the other side?
You just focus on the next one. Nothing we can do about the first two. Just got to focus, prepare for game three.
Brittany, you guys talked about the urgency coming into this game for them to get the goal quickly as they did. How much did that take some of that momentum or the confidence away?
It's tough to give up a goal early for sure, but there's a lot of game left at that point. I thought they played well, so nothing for us to do now, but get ready for the next one.
Brayden, we're not used to seeing this team kind of make some of the turnovers and some of the almost nervousness or tentativeness from you guys. Is that surprising?
They're playing good D, and they're getting a lot of sticks on pucks, and that's kind of causing those turnovers. Like I say, we can't look back. All we can do is focus on the next one.
Brian, was it tough getting started the first 20 minutes of first period?
No, they played good. They played good, but we should be ready. And like I said, you just can't focus on that. You got to look ahead.
Cooper said that game one, you guys were your biggest foe. So do you feel like this time they were the ones who?
For sure, yeah. They're playing good hockey. They're playing tight defensively. So we got to find a way to get some more chances on their net. We gotta play with the puck a little bit more. Maybe we'll be a little bit smarter with it.
Are there maybe times?
At times it seemed pretty easy for you, Cooch and Stammer, during the regular season. What's been not going right for you guys specifically in the playoffs?
I think they're playing good D, and we gotta find a way to counteract that, to get some chances. It's gonna start with hard work, so hopefully in game three we do that.
I'm sorry if you already answered this, but did you feel you had to take it upon yourself to start that fight in the first?
No, just happens. It's intense, and we were in a tough spot, and I don't go looking for that, but sometimes it happens, and it's just what happened.
You felt gave a spark at all?
I'm not sure. I went in the room after, so I watch on the TV, but it's hard to tell. But I thought we played good the last little bit of that first period. And, there were stretches where we played good, but we got to do it for a full 60.
Brayden, are you surprised you guys overall play the first two games?
There's mistakes there, but they're playing good hockey. They're doing a good job. So like I said before, we just got to find a way to get chances and try to loosen up their D, I guess. So we'll look at it and try to come back for game three.
Is there anything concerning about the play?
I mean, you can't look at two games now. I mean, that they're over, so I think all we can do is look forward.
How much pressure is on you guys right now after
losing two games at home? Well, it's playoffs. I mean, it's a series. Like I said before, a bunch of times here, you can't look back. You just gotta focus on the next one, try to win the next one.
Can you draw from being down 2-0 to Washington much and come back to win the next three?
If it shows anything, you're never out of it. So, we're just focused on game three and see how that one goes. Sorry? They played a good game. Give them a bunch of credit, but I don't think we can look back.
Is there maybe some old habits of looking for perfect shots rather than the immediate in front of you?
Maybe, yeah. Game happens fast. Guys make split-second decisions. We'll look at it. Like I said, we'll look at it, and we're getting ready for game three.
Thanks, Brian.
No problem.